Hello, this is a news update for September 2020 from Devon in Sight, your local sight loss charity. Devon in Sight is still here for you. In March 2020, nobody could have foreseen the huge impact that the COVID-19 pandemic was going to have on all our lives. However, I'm pleased to say that Devon in Sight is still here for you during these unprecedented times. With things changing so rapidly, we've decided to produce some more regular updates from the office rather than our quarterly printed magazine. As you can imagine, we are trying to work in a very challenging environment at the moment, with all our fundraising events cancelled and competition for grants fierce. If you'd like to help us to keep the doors open, you can find out a little later one of the many ways that you can help. We continue to be here to help you stay connected, stay safe, and stay positive. But do remember, you can give us a call even if you just need someone to talk to. Our helpline telephone number is 01392 876 666. Keeping you informed. Some news. Don Jackson. We recently heard the sad news that former Devon in Sight chairman Don Jackson passed away in December last year. On a happier note, Waitrose Sidmouth. In August, we were pleased to receive a cheque for £333 from the Sidmouth branch of Waitrose & Partners. Dartmoor Community Fund. The Dartmoor COVID Community Support Fund has given us a grant of £500 to help us support more people living on Dartmoor. Helping you stay connected. Whilst our talk and support groups are unlikely to start again for the foreseeable future, we continue to support people individually and in groups over the telephone or internet. One-to-one support over the telephone. Navigating the sight loss pathway is complicated, particularly for people newly diagnosed with sight loss or during times of crisis. Our community support team continue to support people over the telephone. If you are an existing client, please contact your support worker via their mobile or give us a call through the helpline if you need to. Contact our community support team directly. For East Devon, Tracy Agata on 07718 651 629. That number again, 07718 651 629. For Torbay and South Devon, our senior worker, Kathy Duffy. Her mobile number is 07972 286 061. That number again, 07972 286 061. And finally, for Mid and West Devon, Louise Kamers. And Louise can be contacted on 07580 787 308. That number again, 07580 787 308. For all other areas, just ring the helpline. Devon in Sight's group telephone call service and online Zoom groups. To enable talk and support group members to continue to be there for each other, we've set up a group telephone call service in partnership with the Macular Society. You can dial into this service from your domestic telephone. Some charges apply to those without an inclusive telephone call plan. We also hold a younger persons group and a technology support group on the internet. For details of all groups nearest to you, please give us a call on the helpline. Talking newspapers and audiobooks. Difficulty reading shouldn't stop you from accessing local news and enjoying books. At Devon in Sight, we hold a directory of local talking newspapers and talking book services. Many services provide equipment free of charge. To learn more, call the Devon in Sight helpline. Helping you stay safe. Hospital appointments. Hospitals in Devon and Torbay have systems in place to ensure that care is still available for anyone who needs it, and measures are in place to minimise the spread of COVID-19. Our units are running reduced clinics, and patients need to be able to socially distance in the waiting area, which limits the amount of patients that can be seen in the clinics. Patients receive a telephone COVID screening the day before their appointment. Patients are asked to wear a face mask upon entering the hospital building, and clinicians seeing patients in clinic are wearing personal protective equipment. All slit lamps have breath shields. Intravitreal injections are still going ahead in most areas. It's imperative that you attend those appointments. The low vision service is being operated over the telephone. For NHS issued magnifier repairs and replacements, in Devon, call 01392 406 037. That number for Devon again is 01392 406 037. And for Torbay, call 01803 864 218. 01803 864 218. Now do remember, please, it's very important that you attend scheduled eye appointments. If you have any concerns, please do give us a call. Now a hot topic, TV licences for the over 75s. If you are aged 75 or over, your free TV licence expired on the 31st of July 2020. No action needs to be taken, as letters are being sent to all affected licence holders explaining what the options are and asking to confirm payment arrangements. Anyone who is aged 75 and over and receives pension credit will be entitled to a free TV licence. If you are registered as severely sight impaired, you can provide the appropriate evidence. You are eligible to apply for a 50% concession. Your licence will also cover anyone who lives with you. Further information is available by calling TV Licensing on 0300 790 6117. That number again for TV Licensing, 0300 790 6117. You can get your TV licence or reminder in a range of accessible formats by calling 0300 790 6076. That number again, 0300 790 6076. Helping you stay positive. Coronavirus, also known as COVID-19, is affecting all our lives right now. Many of us are finding things hard. The mental health charity Mind has some ideas to help you look after your mental well-being, especially when you have to stay at home. Connect with people. Try to arrange telephone or video calls with people you'd usually see in person. Why don't you try contacting people you haven't seen for a while? Decide on your routine. Sticking to a usual routine, if possible, can help when things feel uncertain. This might be keeping regular times for getting up, going to sleep, and doing household tasks. If you aren't happy with your routine, use this as a chance to change it. Find ways to relax and be creative. Using our creative sides and being in the present moment can be good for our well-being. You could try things like art, sewing, writing, playing or making music, mindfulness, meditation or yoga. You could subscribe to your local talking newspaper or talking book service. Take care with social media. Social media can help us stay in touch with people, but it might also make us anxious, particularly when people are sharing upsetting news stories or posting about their worries. Consider taking a break to look after yourself. or change how you use it. Try to stay active. Try and bring some activity into your routine. It could be a short walk, dancing to music, cleaning your house, or doing online workouts or gentle seated exercises. Find something that feels right for you. If you want to know more from Mind, call the charity on their information line. The number is 0300 123 3393. That number for Mind again, 0300 123 3393. How you can help us. More than ever, we need your support to help people with sight loss across Devon and Torbay. 31-year-old Glenn was a professional chef working in top restaurants. He had 20/20 vision until about 7 years ago. With his rapid sight loss, he thought that he would not be able to work again. Our community support worker Tracy carried out our award-winning sight loss MOT assessment. Glenn said, "It was fantastic because it allowed me to actually speak about how I felt, about how I didn't know how I was going to move forward, and it gave me a bit of hope. It enabled me to be safe within the home because I was signposted to the rehabilitation officer. I was also signposted in the correct direction to help with my finances so I could keep myself on my feet. It also highlighted job opportunities and transferable skills from my old job, which was very important because I've kind of thought that I was going to be on the scrap heap. Now Glenn is actually looking at helping others with assistive technology to improve their life and go forward. Will you help us to support more people like Glenn by becoming a friend of Devon in Sight? 500 Friends of Devon in Sight. By becoming one of our 500 friends, you will help more people to receive the support that they need to live happy and healthy lives and to be part of their local community. To set up a monthly donation, please give us a call on the helpline. Another way of donating to the charity is by text to donate by your mobile telephone. Here are three options. To donate £5, text SIGHTLOSS 5 to 70490. That was a £5 donation. Text SIGHTLOSS 5 to 70490. To donate £10, text SIGHTLOSS 10 to the number 70490. That was text SIGHTLOSS 10 to the number 70490. To donate £20, text SIGHTLOSS 20 to the number 70490. That again, £20 donation, SIGHTLOSS 20 to the telephone number 70490. Now, thinking about the long term, legacies. Making a will is vital if you want to be certain that your wishes are met after you die. A will is the only way to make sure your money, property, possessions and investments, known as your estate, go to the people and causes that you care about. If you would like a legacy pack, please give us a call on the helpline. Volunteering. If you would like to volunteer for Devon in Sight or have a fundraising idea, please give us a call on the helpline. Finally, voting membership. By becoming a voting member, you'll be part of a supporting community who understand what it's like to live with a sight problem. You'll also receive our magazine so that we can keep you up to date on all the latest sight loss news and give you opportunities to help shape and inform Devon in Sight's work. To find out more about voting membership, please call the helpline. Now, you've heard a lot about the helpline, so let's remind you of the telephone number. The Devon in Sight helpline number is 01392 876 666. That number again, 01392 876 666. Now, in the print version of this little news update, we give you some useful telephone numbers. So if you need any information, advice or guidance, here are some useful telephone numbers. Alternatively, give us a call on our helpline and we'll try and help you. The numbers are broken into three sections: health, social care, and regional and national helplines. Health. The NHS helpline is 111. The West of England Eye Unit, 01392 411 611. That number again, 01392 411 611. Torbay Hospital, 01803 614 567. That number again, 01803 614 567. And now Plymouth Hospital's telephone number, 01752 431 648. That number for Plymouth again, 01752 431 648. And finally, North Devon Hospital, 01271 322 577. The number again for North Devon Hospital, 01271 322 577. And now some social care telephone numbers. Firstly, for the sensory teams. For Devon sensory team, call 01392 383 000. So that's for Devon, 01392 383 000. For the sensory team in Torbay, 01803 219 800. That number again, 01803 219 800. And now number for the sensory team in Plymouth, 01752 668 000. 01752 668 000. Now the main number for Care Direct, 0345 155 1007. That number again, 0345 155 1007. And now the number for Devon County Council. Devon County Council switchboard is 01392 383 000. That number again, 01392 383 000. And now some regional and national helplines. For the Macular Society helpline, call 01264 350 551. That number again, 01264 350 551. The number for Age UK Devon is 033 241 2340. 033 241 2340. The RNIB helpline, 0303 123 9999. That number again, 0303 123 9999. And finally, for the Samaritans, 0330 094 5717. That number for the Samaritans again is 0330 094 5717. And to round it all off, here's a reminder of the Devon Insight helpline telephone number. It's 01392 876 666. That number again, 01392 876 666. Now, can I just remind everybody that we are running on reduced hours with reduced staff at the moment. So if you do ring and you don't get a reply, leave your name and a message and telephone number, and we will get back to you as soon as we can. Okay, well, that's our little news update from Devon Insight. Just to remind you, we are a registered charity, and if you can help us in any way, no matter how small, please give us a call. We really need your help at the moment. Thank you. This is Graham, Devon Insight. Bye-bye. Now that you've listened to this newsletter, please can you return us the dongle? Place it in the envelope that was sent to you and just turn over the address label at the front and put it in any postbox. There is no need to pay any postage. Do not put any stamps on it or ask the postman to put any paid postage on it. This service is free to you. Thank you.